Hi, I'm Harry Weiss, live in Mayfield, New York, retired from the state police in 1982. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I went to the Gloversville Police Department. And I worked there for 5 years. Then I went in the state police, 1966. And I was a road trooper. I'd been stationed up north in B Troop. And I came down here to Saratoga. And then I was stationed in Mayfield. That year I went to the state fair. And that's a 10-day detail, you know. So I got back from the state fair late in the afternoon. My wife was working. She's a teacher, or was. And then I put the troop car away and squared away all my gear. And then I spent the night. And then the next day I was supposed to work sea line. But about 9 o'clock in the morning, by then she had gone to work, the phone rang and it was my station commander. And he said, pack up your gear again, you're going to Attica. And I said, fine, you know. So away we went for another 10 days or whatever it was. We had no idea what was going on, except there was some civil disturbance. So myself and John Sarah, we went reported to Fonda. And then there were a couple of guys there from Fonda, and so finally, who were going? And the lieutenant, Lieutenant Hollerin, was going. So we got in the car and went out on the thruway, and we had to wait till the rest of the G Troop detail came and the K Troop detail, and then there was about, 50 or 60 troop cars out in the second lane of the thruway going. Initially, we were just one of the mob, and we just kind of waited for a couple days because they were negotiating. And the prisoners had all their representatives there, Bobby Seale and Kunstler and somebody named Arthur Eve, and I can't remember now if he was a congressman or if he was an assemblyman, but he was from Buffalo. And there were a couple others that represented him, and they were negotiating with the Corrections Department, which was headed by Mr. Oswald at the time. And so for a couple, 3 days, we just marked time and actually did nothing. Just stood around, and the state didn't provide for us. They didn't provide food or anything like that. That's a typical thing. So ever since Attica, I've been a lover of the Lions Club, because the Lions Club fed us. And they brought out charcoal grills and hamburgers, and the people in town and the stores, they donated hamburgers and hot dogs and rolls and that kind of thing. And for the first, 2 days, that's how we ate. And we slept on the ground. They gave us, they got into the commissary or the stores and got blankets, new ones. So everybody had a blanket. And that was it. Then we got, I can't remember now if it was the second night or the third night, might have been the second, but anyway, we were broken into two 12-hour shifts, and then they took us out and quartered us in a motel, you know, port and starboard liberty like, that was it. And by then, they did us a wonderful favor, they fed us in the prison mess hall, so that's it. There was a riot in there, buildings were burning, prisoners were screaming and yelling, climbing on the bars up by the windows and throwing things out and insulting us and that kind of thing. And the negotiations were going on. So it was just like the Marine Corps. You wait, hurry up and wait. So it didn't bother any of us. We just did that and just stood around and waited until we were told what to do. Hey, we were sick of standing around there. We were ready to do whatever we were ordered to do, that's all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're troopers, which in those days was just like the military. So there wasn't anything to debate, we just wait for orders. Well, we didn't worry about doing whatever we had to do, what we were ordered to do. We knew we could do that, whatever it may be. We're trained in riot control. And every time we go to the range, And you go to the range twice a year, once the indoor range, once the outdoor, at least in Troop G. And we had riot training there. Formations, the stick, gas, that kind of thing. I mean, Attica was big. When you're involving 2,000 or 3,000 people, that's big. So that was the first time that I was personally involved in something that big. I and about 40 or 50 other guys were inside the prison walls, but outside of the compound. Mm-hmm. And we were to guard a certain area where there were exits. And prisoners could therefore come out there, theoretically. And we were to prevent that and do whatever necessary if it happened. This is a military operation. We had our part on it, and we all had, at least I did, I had total faith in the state police, and everybody had their niche, and you don't have to know what the guy on the other side of the building's doing. And I could see the gas helicopters dropping the gas, and I could hear the rifle fire and the handgun and shotgun fire, obviously. We went out, they brought out some injured prisoners. And we were in that area just keeping people away and waiting until the medics took care of them. The Army medics were there by then. And that's all. We didn't do much. We just secured a scene in police parlance. And we stayed on duty till they secured us. It was probably, long time. I mean, a long time before anybody got secured. It was at least until midnight. And then we had to come back the next day. I don't remember how many days we stayed after the assault. It was 1 or 2 days. By then we were all ready to get out of there because it started to rain. And when you have blood and bodies and everything around where they've been, you know, there's danger of disease and nobody wanted to be there. It's time to go. The press turned it around to their point of view. And that was it. It wasn't fair, of course not. Well, one of the good things about the state police, which being an ex-Marine really appealed to me, is that in the state police, everybody had the same training. So a trooper from Saratoga could be transferred to Buffalo and go to work the next morning with no problems, except he wouldn't know where he was going. And we're all trained the same. And at that time, most of us had been in the military. And we all thought the same. You know, we were pretty much alike. It was a really good time in the state police. And that's the way it's always been. Now I guess it's different. I don't know. But.